Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Credo. I'm Carol Gay, the Credo coordinator. We are only on Zoom today. Usually we've gone back to live Credo presentations, but today, because of the service that we're streaming from GA at 12:30, they said there wouldn't be much of anybody there at 10:30 today to do Zoom. I mean, to listen to Credo in person. Anyhow, you'll see reminders about times of services and times of Credo in currents. So today our speaker is Will McCaffrey. Every year we have a graduating senior to speak at around this time of the year. And Will has graciously agreed to do that this year. He graduated from Providence High School, and he's going to be attending Oxford University in England to study law starting this fall. Will has been involved with many mountain, what we call cons, which are groups of young people from various parts of different states in the South that come together. And Will has volunteered there. And he also, here in Charlotte, he volunteers a lot at the YMCA, and he may during the course of this, if you think of questions you'd like to ask Will, go ahead and type them into chat, or you can enter them after we start the question answer period. So Will will speak for about 20 minutes, and then we'll do about 10 minutes of question answer. You won't be able to ask the questions directly, but we'll handle what you write on chat. Okay, Will, take it away.
Great. I'm going to go into speaker view here. Thank you so much for that introduction, Carol. And I do want to reiterate that what I wrote is what I believe and my best explanation of what I believe. It wasn't necessarily written to be storied and fun and necessarily interesting. It's a little dense. So if you want stories for how I believe or why I believe things, I'm more than happy to answer questions and more than happy to extrapolate on certain things. So with that said, please think of questions. Please think of anything you want to know about what I say. With that said, I'll go ahead and start talking. When I was considering what I believe, I turned primarily to two sources that I had grown up around. And instead of accepting them on their face, instead of accepting these things that people around me believed and I had grown up in cultures believing, I examined and deconstructed them, trying to find helpful commentary or helpful foundations for my belief and use that as a guide. And these are two different things. The first one being from my existence within the South, within the Bible Belt, and within a family that had, prior to my immediate family, been Catholic, which is the Christian conception, primarily the conception of sin. And the second one is from going within this church, which is the fundamental ideas of justice, equality, and an interdependent web of which we are all a part. These are seemingly incredibly different, right? On their face, one is a somewhat absolutist and harsh and typically regressive view when taken to its extreme. And the other one is more progressive, more open, and a more egalitarian view of the world. But as I consider them, I found that they're both circling around the value we place on the individual and the satiation of every individual's needs. They just take different commentary as to how to go about that and what to do in the process of maximizing that. Starting off with the conception of sin, I saw that typically sins are actions. One sins if they do an action that overvalues current happiness, current needs, in exchange for failure to satiate long-term needs or communal needs. For example, murder or stealing may increase individual happiness, but at the cost of communal happiness. And lust or gluttony increase short-term happiness, but they sacrifice your future happiness or your long-term happiness. And from my view, And from my view, this comment places value of different needs and puts the utmost importance on future and communal happiness and places an emphasis on self-sacrifice or devaluation. And actually looking at the beliefs of a lot of people that hold this view, this holds up, as most of them fall under a belief system that does value future happiness and in fact designs a future to maximize future happiness. And this is what I think the concept of heaven came from. We can limit our current happiness in exchange for this maximum possible future happiness. And then there's also a concept of, okay, well, if you take the momentary joy, take the earthly or current desires, well, you're going to have the least possible future happiness. You're going to have hell. So that's the Christian ideology of sin. The next one would be the UU ideology and how we handle this issue, which is the dignity and respect of all people and general acceptance of each other's decisions. And finally, viewing that we are all connected and that our actions affect each other in the interdependent web of which we are all part. This view recognizes that all of us ought to be valued, i.e. dignity and worth, and recognizes that the best person at determining how their needs should be met, how their value should be recognized, is themselves. That's why we respect and take into account all of our decisions. It also places an emphasis on community and the communal good as we all affect each other. So both of these views have incredibly helpful comments on how any given belief system should reach human needs. And it also, they both fundamentally answer this question. So from this, I just found that my fundamental belief system also has to surround this maxim. It also has to answer the question of how to satiate human needs. So that's the foundation. I believe what is good is that which meets human needs, that which maximizes or it minimizes human suffering. And this has been said before. This isn't original by any stretch of the imagination. It's been said in countless philosophy books, countless speeches, comments, and ideas. But as I grew into the belief of it, I had to congeal those other ideologies into this long, hard maxim. And that was pretty simple. Pulling from the Christian, I too, in my view, place an emphasis on the future self and the community. And pulling from UU values, I view that we're all of our needs are equivalent in value. And the person most relevant in the conversation of their needs being met is them. And with most situations, they ought be the ones we turn to consider that decision, even if it's communal resources that we're designating. So I put a lot of work into taking these things I valued and grew up with and pushing them into a full cohesive view. And that's the best I got, is we should maximize needs being met, considering our future self as an equal member of the conversation, considering our community as relevant and equivalent to us, and respecting people's rights to make that determination for themselves. So while this is somewhat simple in sentence, at least, it's incomplete to live my life by, because actual implementation of this requires two things that almost everyone lacks. And those are also things I had to figure out how to work on. The first one is we need relevant and situational knowledge to do this reasoning. If we're going to ask, if we're going to say what is good is that which meets needs, well, we need to know what everyone's needs are, and we need to know solutions as well. And then the second one is we need the will and self-control to make the decisions we know to be fair. So even if we're omniscient and know everything and could hypothetically have a situation where we know what is best for every single human, we still need the self-control to not just take the route that benefits us the most, or benefits my family the most, or benefits whomever I have direct, stake in the most. So I have to both know what is good and have the will to do what is good. And those are things that are not accounted for necessarily, even if I do have a cohesive ideology. And for this, I turn back to those original sources to see if, you know, the knowledge that has been passed down through years is helpful. And the best source long has been religion. And religion has their ways of dealing with this. The knowledge bit is passed down in a holy book in most cases, or mythos in other cases. But from my view, that has typically lacked context and modernity, right? They were made quite a long time ago and may not be relevant for every situation. They're good heuristics typically, but not necessarily specific. And then self-control is covered by the system of eternal rewards and punishments. I can absolutely justify to myself doing what is good if what is good ends up benefiting the most. If I truly believe that heaven exists and I'm going to be the happiest possible for eternity, well, it covers the idea of selfishness, because selfishness is doing what is good, because it will always be the thing that benefits me the most, because benefits come to me if I do it. I have. Now, as to how I actually account for these, because I think religion has helpful comments, but they aren't necessarily complete. For the first, what I have to do is experience knowledge and the entire process that comes with it. I simply lack supernatural intervention. From my view, I can't trust or I can't believe a holy book. No matter how much I would love to be able to gain that knowledge, I simply don't believe it. So I have to turn to what I do have, which is I come into this world with intuitions, natural instincts that I have about what might be good, what might be bad, what I view. And then I also have observations, things I can see in the world. So that is the first step. Before I look outwards, I have to examine inwards what a question is and consult instincts and intuitions. From there, I need to understand the question, and that's where an external view is helpful. For that, I have situational knowledge and more specificity on what exactly is going to be moral. And that's where I have to learn. I have to consult academics and data and like larger views than just what I can see. And I can pull from millennia of thoughts of people who had thought before me. Now that I have an idea of what the conclusion is, because I have a natural instinct when asked a question about what a conclusion is, and I can examine that conclusion by holding it in parity with external knowledge, I can take the instinct I have and apply it to the specific context. And that's where I can solve for the knowledge bit. Second thing I must account for is motivation, which is, I lack supernatural intervention here. I'm not motivated by heaven or hell as much as I think it might be a good thing to have that motivation. In the world, it might be a good thing if everyone did actually believe that it was in their own personal self-interest to do what was good. But because I do not have that, I have to find my own motivation. And in truth, what I found motivates me is compassion and connection to others. If I can hold genuine, honest, and good faith compassion with someone, then I have every motivation in the world to do what I need to do and do what I know to be good when viewing them in a community with me. Their interest becomes my self-interest. And then I'm motivated to do that. While I can observe that it would probably be best if I viewed everyone with this equal compassion, we don't come into the world naturally seeing that. We don't come into the world naturally having compassion for everyone. We come into this world typically having close compassion with our family, and then we gain more and more connections. And it would be absolutely lovely if we did come to this world thinking with every compassion. but we don't. And that is where I go from belief to goals. And in my goal, the one thing that I am working to get better at is view everyone with compassion. View everyone as my close family. View every human who has a need as that need being equivalent to mine and exchangeable for mine. Because once I can do that, I can implement what I believe to be good. I can be motivated to do what I believe what I can to do what is good. And then I also have the goal of greatening knowledge. I need to consistently be learning, because the more and more learning I can do, the more knowledge I have to understand the world, understand people's needs, understand what is best. In closing, I'll try and make this arguably unnecessarily long-winded explanation short. At the core, I believe human needs are what we should maximize. I believe I must expand my view from my needs, which I'm born caring about out of necessity, to the needs of everyone around me. In order to successfully do this, I must consider the equality of all needs and the fact that they're intimate with their own and ought to be respected in making decisions regarding their own. In order to implement this overall view, I need to experience knowledge, starting with my intuitions, then going more external. And I need to hold the motivation to implement this, which is fueled by personal connection to those around me. And finally, this connection, disparity between connections being made, and the universality of my view, I need to work to connect with the whole entire human race and view them all as part of my community. Thank you.
Okay, Will, thank you very much. You've given us a lot to think about.
I appreciate that. Carol, we can't hear you, or I can't hear you. Oh, wait. I might have just been muted. Speak again, sorry. My volume might have just been really low.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Will, very much for taking the time to try to spell this out for us and give us a lot of to think about. I encourage everybody to go to the bottom of your screen and to the chat function and write some questions for Will so he'll have some things to elaborate on or explain. So Will's going to read the questions himself and go with them from here.
Do you also factor in the needs of the ecosystem for life on Earth to continue? And will you try and take any philosophy courses? Great. Okay. I've actually thought about this a lot. This is a great question. And I'm going to answer it kind of in the context of, like, I've been challenged on veganism a lot. A lot of people have come up to me and been like, why aren't you a vegan if you care about needs? Like, animals have needs as well. I take in the needs of the ecosystem on life to continue purely from a humanistic view. All I care about, because I can't see any reason to care about anything else, is humans. So I'm somewhat species specific. So if it hurts other species, I only care about that in the context that it may hurt humans. Like, if for some reason there was a virus going around that was killing like all dogs, I'd be really sad, because humans care about dogs. We have a compassionate relationship with them. And all dogs dying would be like bad, because we would be sad from it. But if it was killing like all animals that like didn't benefit us in any way, while that may be like bad for like other animals, and there could be like a chain effect that hurts us directly, I just wouldn't care that much. So yes, obviously we are life on Earth and we are life in our ecosystem. So I would work to like allow us to live. But if we're talking about general like earthliness and general like saving species for the point of saving species, I at least within the context of that belief, don't see much of a reason to care so much. And then also, will I try and take philosophy courses? I will. I don't have much option in my course load, unfortunately. But I could sit on lectures, and I honestly want to. That would be really cool. Also, I had to look up heuristics. Maybe you could say more on that. Yeah. Okay. Heuristics, I'm just using like as a shortcut in thought. Like instead of like actually taking any given situation and doing like, okay, well, there are these stakeholders and they would gain these, or like they would benefit in this way. And there are these stakeholders and they would benefit in this way. A lot of like these questions have already kind of been answered and experienced for a very long time in human history. And that's why we get like big commandments in religion, where say, what I view that as is like, don't steal. I view that as like, typically within society, stealing lowers overall happiness. It's typically done out of greed. It's not typically done out of necessity. And therefore it's bad, because if we looked at all the cases, right, getting rid of it en masse would be bad. So that's like a heuristic. It's a shortcut in thought. It's ignoring the specifics of the given case. And it's saying, okay, well, all of the cases, do we want it or do we not? Okay, well, we don't want it in our society. Yeah. At a basic level, why do you think that compassion and connection to others and motivation? That's really just my experience. I don't necessarily have a justification for that. I just think, like, in my view, I don't see anything else motivating us. I view that, like, I care a lot more, and I'm willing to self-sacrifice a lot more for people I have a closer connection to. And if they're disparate from me, if they're separate from me, I care a lot less. And I'm less motivated to help them. And equally, if they're like, if they're separate from me and I don't have the same relationship with them, then I just care a lot less. And I think that's generally true of people. This is a long one, wait. Oh, this is, okay. Beautiful.
Read the question to us, Will.
The really long one?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, it's really, I don't know if there's a question in here.
I think there is, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for being on Zoom today. I'm of an agnostic view, same, and found this Unitarian community. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I could relate to it so much, not believing in an afterlife, same. But I'm embracing giving energy to the universe and responding to difficult people. Respond to difficult people, or situations with kindness and compassion. Hearing your story was the first time I've ever heard this open of a point of view in a church I was visiting. Slay. Yeah. I do hold an agnostic atheist view. That's my like commentary on like theism.
You said you hold a what view?
An agnostic atheist.
Agnostic. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so many people have been like, that's not possible. It definitely is. Agnostic atheism is just like, I don't have knowledge of God and therefore I don't believe in them. Anyway, any other questions? I'm here.
I think some people take agnostic to mean we can't really know, and I don't know. So it's possible, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of my view.
Yeah,
and but like for me, it rests mainly in like the idea of atheism, which is atheism is not necessarily like the negation of a belief in God; it's like a lack of a belief in God. Which is like, yeah, it's semantics. It's fun. Did you answer why Oxford? No, I didn't. I went mainly because they have law undergrad and it's like a good school that I wanted to go to. And cause I had a good chance of getting in. So it was like a kind of a functional decision. It's also awesome. Because it's like cool and old and has a good program. Yeah. It's good for law. So that's why I went.
Let's see. Yeah.
Slide.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Since you're going to another country to go to college, what do you think will be your biggest challenge in relation to culture shock? Because whenever anybody goes to a new culture, there are things that come up that you think, oh dear, I'm not used to this, or I didn't know this. Have you thought about what might be challenging?
I don't know. I don't think I've experienced their culture enough to know necessarily what's different. But I feel like I'll get like roasted a lot for being an American. They make fun of us a lot. So just like actively being attacked may be my closest culture shock. But like, you know, they lost, so I don't feel too bad. Okay. what are your practices for expanding who you have compassion for? That's interesting. I think like generally like trying to find the commonalities of every person's experience is important. Like the reason I value humans is because we all have a common experience of needing things and gaining things from having those needs met. So understanding that in a genuine sense would further compassion. And also just following the general rule, right, that they know better what is good for them more than I do. Because they clearly have deep compassion for me. So I can kind of have compassion by proxy. If I hear what they want and consider that as equivalent to my opinion. So while it's great for me to, you know, view everyone as equivalent to me, or everyone's needs as equivalent to me, I also think functionally the most helpful thing to do is just have like compassion by proxy, which is just work through them to have their needs met, and then have them respect and work through me to have my needs met. Yeah. And that also kind of fits into like my like larger view of like freedom. Cause like I genuinely like, if I was omniscient and was omniscient and was all good, like freedom wouldn't be a thing, but I'm not. So like rights and freedom comes from the fact that like, we're not, and we just, who's best at answering a question? The person it affects. Typically. What's my long-term plan for law? Politics, hopefully. It'd be lovely. Love to get into politics, but we will see if I, you know, come back here and have rights. Otherwise, I'm staying there. So, yeah.
Well, Will, I don't see any more questions on chat, and our time is about up. Here, somebody just wrote, love it. Great job, Will. So that's a pretty good closing for us. Thank you so much for being willing to share your thoughts with us, and we'll try to keep you in our thoughts as you move on to Oxford and when you start going through culture shock. So,
well, thank you so much. And thank you for everyone who came in and saw it. I appreciate it.